Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in company's profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin. Appreciate you joining me. In this first segment, I have my colleague and friend, Ellis Martin, on the line with me. Ellis has a radio program very similar to ours. He's been doing it almost as long as I have. It's the Ellis Martin Report, a very interesting program. And as we mentioned last week, we think that you should listen to as many opinions as you possibly can, because no one is the prettiest baby in the nursery. After you hear what everybody has to say, at that point, we think you're, you know, in a better position to make your own informed investment decisions or any other decisions. Ellis, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. And Al, thank you for having me on the program.
No.
And my mom did tell me that I was the prettiest baby in the nursery, by the way.
Well, you know, my mother said the same thing, but everybody makes one mistake in their lives, right, buddy? Hey, you know, we've got some interesting stuff going on around the world, stuff that you and I deal with on our respective programs almost on a daily basis. You know, it's interesting. Late in the week, the employment numbers came out. They weren't particularly good. Repossession numbers came out. They were the highest that they were in 27 months. That was sugar-coated a little bit in the United States by a couple of other headlines, one of them being that home equity had risen for the first time in a long, long time. I find that kind of hard to believe if you want to know the truth, but, you know, it is what it is, and people say whatever they want to say. I'm very concerned about the near future, Ellis, and I'd be curious as to what your opinion is on this. And when I say the very near future, I'm talking about just the first week or so. You know, Grant Williams was on the show on a daily editorial on two different occasions this past week, and he feels there is a meaningful possibility that if the Greek election goes the wrong way, which he suspects it will, that Greece will drop out of the union, and that will in effect start the snowball rolling down the hill faster and faster and getting bigger and bigger towards, you know, economic calamity around the world. What do you think?
Well, I've been thinking about the Greek situation for a long time, like you and several of our peers. And, you know, the interesting thing about it, it'd be a symbolic move in the fact that Greece is a small country with 11 million people, but yet that's the one that may make the domino line of dominoes completely crash, and we just don't know. Greece probably wants to remove itself from its debt, and one way to do that is to leave the euro.
Mm-hmm.
And we're financing Spain right now. We may be financing Italy, and by we I mean actually we. Our central banking system is connected to everything going on in Europe.
Sure.
If there's a trigger that needs to be pulled, I guess, and now's the time. I guess that could be it, but we won't know for another two or three days, will we?
No, I don't think we will. But you know, I think one thing that people are discounting a little bit, certainly not everybody, but I think the majority of folks are discounting the fact that Greece is not the only domino set to fall by any stretch of the imagination. It's just because of the election coming up here on Sunday, you know, the Greek situation is the one that is the subject du jour, for lack of better terms. But, you know, the situation in Spain is terrible. You've got runs on banks. That's something that was brought out on our show, I don't know, 3 or 4 or 5 weeks ago by James Turk, who actually was living over there. He said it's amazing how many people are taking their money out. It's around the world is not a good place to be, you know, and as Bob Moriarty said earlier in the week on our show, he said, you know, what you have to do right now is you have to realize, yeah, there may not be a collapse next Tuesday at 1:01 in the afternoon, but the odds of a collapse happening are pretty good, and you have to really be prepared. And Bob's opinion, which I share, is that first of all, you need some disposable currency for the short term. You know, and then as dramatic as it sounds, you need a certain amount of food on hand. And then lastly, you need gold. Would you agree with that?
Well, I happen to believe in all three of those items, and also water. Water is very important as well, but I know Bob likes to talk doom and gloom, and he actually accurately predicted the banking crisis of 2008.
Yes,
that whole thing. He did it a year or two beforehand. So, you know, I'm not one to discount Bob Moriarty at all. I think we need, I spoke to, Jim Sinclair earlier in the year, and he was recommending that everybody just, pay down their credit cards and eliminate them and, rein everything in, conserve. And, you know, the dollar is still an attractive place to be in addition to gold. We can't liquidate our cash and put it into gold. How are we going to eat?
No, I agree with that one 100%. I think you have to look at it from a practical standpoint. You know, and that's something that all of us, I think, in our business are in complete agreement with. You know, I have to say that I think that Jim is right on in the sense that what he's talking about is exactly, Ellis, what Kathy and I did. You know, we got rid of our debt to a very, very large extent. Still have a little bit of a mortgage on one of the homes, but nothing to speak of. But, you know, people who aren't at least prepared, you might think that we're gloom and doomers and we're walking around wearing a sign on our back saying the end is near. But, you know, if that's a possibility, and it certainly is a possibility right now in my mind, being prepared to me just makes common sense, man.
Well, we tend to, it certainly does make common sense, Al, you're absolutely correct. And we tend to have a gauge on what could happen around the world a little bit early based on the business, the precious metals business that we're in.
Sure.
When money starts drying up for financing some of these companies, you know, from these large financial institutions, then there's just no money anywhere to put into anything. I don't necessarily believe that's true, but entirely true, but as these institutions look for safe places and retail investors look for safe places to put money right now, where is it?
Yeah, well, I believe in diversification, and I know a lot of listeners think I'm nuts because I don't have, you know, the majority of our assets in precious metals, but I really believe in diversification. And, you know, I think that the securities market is one place to have a certain amount of your money. I certainly think precious metals is another area to have a certain amount of your money. And, you know, you might fall off your chair because you're laughing so hard when I say this, but I also don't think real estate is a bad place to be right now. Not for any kind of short-term gains, but, you know, real estate's a hard asset, number one. And number two, boy, if your horizon is 5 to 10 years, I don't see how you can go wrong in that area.
Well, you know that foreclosures are up again for the first time in many months, as you stated earlier in the segment. Now is the best time to take advantage of that as an investment opportunity. And there are plenty of those opportunities here in the U.S. in desirable areas in the southeast part of the country.
Sure.
Right here in California. And homes are just, you know, there's some folks in some desperate situations. They need some help. There's money around to jump in if you do a few repairs, if you can use them as rental units and wait 4 or 5 years, you're going to be looking good. When do you get into a market? When the prices are high or when they're low?
Well, you get in when they're low, obviously. And one thing that I've learned is that, you know, no one can ever predict accurately a bottom in a market, so you just want to be in the area of a bottom. And I'll tell you, in the area of real estate, I think that's a great place to be. In the area of, you know, a solid investment, I think that's good. I think the only thing that really is perhaps a little more solid would be gold and silver. And the only reason I say that is because if this whole thing does implode, you know, and I'm not saying it will, but it could, what have people done for thousands of years? Well, they've been in gold and silver, and there's no cost, so to speak, for carrying those assets, whereas in terms of real estate, there is a certain cost involved. You got the final word, my friend?
Al, it's always a fantastic pleasure to have you on the program. I'm a big fan of the KE report, the Corlin report, and it certainly has been a great pleasure speaking with you today.
Hey, and vice versa. Listen, you guys out there listening on our weekend edition, keep one thing in mind. Again, I'm saying this because I really firmly believe that you have to get all the opinions that you possibly can. When we start thinking that we're the prettiest baby in the nursery, when we start thinking that our opinions are the only ones worth any salt, that's when the sky has a tendency to fall on us. And you know what? This is not a time when you want to have the sky falling on you. It's going to be really, really heavy if that happens. You guys, stick around. Big Al's going to be right back.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. You're continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the Cornell Economics Report. I am Al Cornell, but you already know that. I've got Jim Letourneau on the line with me right now. Jim, I have a question for you. Your area of expertise is the energy sector. Now, you know a lot about all kinds of resources, but the energy sector is really where you focus. You're a petroleum geologist, if I'm not mistaken. You got a great newsletter out there. What are your thoughts, given the way the world is going economically right now, you know, with an absolute debacle in Europe, with almost close to an absolute debacle in, take out the word close, in the United States. How do you feel all of this is going to impact investing in the energy sector, Jim?
It's going to make the energy sector less friendly. I mean, you could argue that, you know, Greece is not a big consumer of energy and what happens there shouldn't matter, but we've already seen, you know, little microcosms like what happened in Iceland and what happened in Ireland and now Greece. And it's really, I think, comes down to almost competitive devaluation. Like, many countries have a lot of debt, but whoever can get it written off first is going to have a big competitive advantage, but it's not necessarily fair. So that's got everyone really scared, and it's pretty bearish for energy demand.
How do you feel about natural gas? You know, we get a lot of questions on the show about, you know, Big Al, are you bullish on natural gas, et cetera? And I am long term, but not in the short term. How do you feel about that?
We have at least 100 years worth of natural gas. We don't need 200 years worth of natural gas in North America. So the challenge is probably the only investing opportunities are really in things that use natural gas. You know, we all benefit as consumers if we're using natural gas to heat our homes. And now there's a move to use it as a transportation fuel, and lots of, LNG and CNG filling stations are being built, and more electricity will be generated using natural gas. And we're trying to build export terminals. So we're trying to sell it into markets where the prices are higher. And that's the challenge, is can we build the infrastructure quick enough to capture the big differential in price? Because the price in Europe and the price in Asia is much higher.
How do you feel about that? Can we?
You know, it's going to be close, because there are everywhere that there's sedimentary basins and petroleum, there's going to be shale gas. I think it's easier to export the technology. It's easier to export drilling rigs and frac sets and have those countries in Asia and in Europe to develop their shale resources than it is to build LNG facilities and big ships to ferry the natural gas across. So it'll be interesting. Probably it'll probably happen. Usually what happens is just as the big facilities get built, you know, the supply and the price differential will drop a lot. So right now it's more countries that are really interested in security of supply and having supply options. Resource poor countries like Japan and Korea, they're happy, or Malaysia, they're happy to invest in North American natural gas infrastructure, and they don't expect to see the gas for, say, 5 years even, maybe even longer. But they want to know that they've got their finger in that pie and that they'll get some of that gas when they need it. And if they can find it cheaper, at, you know, 5 years from now, so be it. But, the, you know, it's sort of almost an insurance policy.
You know, in terms of the infrastructure, you bring up a really, really good point, Dan. I personally would think that a natural alternative, a little play on words there, as a fuel source for vehicles would be natural gas. You know, I mean, how much longer do we want to be as dependent as we are? We're not totally dependent on the Middle East, but we're pretty dependent on the Middle East. And how much longer do we in North America want to be in that position? But, you know, the concept of having the infrastructure to actually make natural gas a viable source for the transportation industry is pretty interesting. I mean, just off the top of my head, I would think you're probably looking 10, 15 years out for the infrastructure. You think I'm off base?
For the average consumer in a non-petroleum producing area, probably. Lots of fleets like buses and, delivery vehicles and long-haul trucks are the first to convert. But it's going to be a lot less convenient for, you know, individual vehicles to, you know, and maybe there's only one or two filling stations in your community and they're far away, and maybe there's 50, you know, gas stations.
Yeah.
That's going to be the issue. Infrastructure like that is really expensive, and people don't like to make sudden changes in that type of infrastructure. I always like Tom Drolet always talks about we've spent, the world has spent trillions of dollars in the existing energy infrastructure, which is mostly petroleum-based, and we're not just going to throw that away.
No.
So it's going to be a gradual build-out. And, things take a long time to change. But, one day you'll wake up and go, wow, there's a bunch of natural gas vehicles out there on the road, and it'll have happened over a long period of time.
You and I were talking off the air here a little bit about the Palm Springs area, the Coachella Valley, and what I find interesting about that area down there are just the huge amount of wind turbines down there. And I've been asked if I think that that's a viable source of energy, a viable alternative. Okay, and I've always maintained that I don't think it is, and the only reason I say that is because, boy, you need a ton of turbines to handle the energy for a fairly large area. What do you think? Am I crazy?
No, you're not crazy. It's really tough to find enough. There aren't that many really good sites, and it's intermittent power. It causes a lot of biological damage to bird populations. So there are lots of negatives about it. And when I look at all of the towers that are supporting these turbines, it reminds me actually, it's kind of funny, Long Beach, California, and the Signal Hill oil field, where there were oil field derricks basically on every residential lot, and they were like shoulder to shoulder, all really close together. And you look at that area now, and it's like, wow, it's like kind of looks normal. But there's some issues there. Solar's the same way. There's some multi-billion dollar solar projects where they're taking up. There's one right near the California-Nevada border, just actually downhill from where the Moly Corp mine is.
Mm-hmm.
3 square miles, $2 billion, and I think they're going to make 30 megawatts. And meanwhile, there's a natural gas plant across the border in Nevada that is only $500 million, and it does 60 megawatts. So it's sort of, right now, solar's not competing very well, and wind isn't either. Natural gas is kind of the go-to fuel, I think, for the next 10 or 20 years for North America.
You know what? I have to agree with you 100%. What's the best sector to be in from an investment standpoint right now in terms of energy?
Your saving grace would be things that use energy, anything that burns natural gas or petrochemicals, anything that uses natural gas is going to be good. And also uranium's worth a look, because I think we've sort of scared everybody out of that market. I don't think things can get any worse for uranium. The demand is still going to be there for clean power.
I would have to agree 100%. Jim really does have an excellent newsletter here. He's one of the few guys out there that really has the technical background to be writing on a lot of this stuff. He's been involved in the industry for a long time. He is clearly educated in that area. And quite frankly, his newsletter I find to be very, very valuable. All you need to do is click on the banner, and away we go. Jim, thanks so much for your time, man.
Always a pleasure, Al.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, camel milk. Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and camel milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And camel milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. To celebrate the beginning of summer, you can save 20% off their already affordable prices. This offer ends on June 20th, so take advantage of the summer savings now. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guarantee.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing. Eliminate the craving for carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the elimination of pain and bloating after 1 month, as well as an improvement in strength, energy, and blood sugar. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old. It is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of KNOCKOUT pain cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You have to admit the show has been pretty interesting so far. Strange times that we live in, tumultuous times for lack of better terms. I am actually recording this segment up in Vancouver, British Columbia with my friend Lawrence Ralston, sitting in Lawrence's boardroom. Lawrence has an interesting take on his belief as to what the future has in store, for lack of better terms, economically. Lawrence is pretty sure that we're going to continue to muddle on, that a major collapse is not going to occur. You're going to hear some very, very different opinions, but you know what? As I've been saying on this program for the last 15 or 20 years, you want to hear what everybody has to say and then make up your own mind. Lawrence, what are your projections over the next, between now and 5 years from now? You know, I got people saying Greece is going to fall off the cliff. Italy's going to implode, Spain's going to implode, and this is going to throw the entire free world, or the entire world, I guess I should say, into economic chaos. Do you agree with that?
Well, I think we're already in a pretty serious state of chaos here. But before looking forward, let's just go back for a moment. And look carefully at what's been happening in Europe. You know, there's disaster story after disaster story. There's a lot of concern at this moment on Greece. You know, you mentioned Italy and Spain. Of course, there's a lot of concern there. The Germans are, in effect, holding the feet to the fire of these various peripheral countries. And we've seen every single one of the peripheral countries over the last year or a couple of years has gone through a very significant process of reform. And that's critical. And I think that's what the Germans want. They want to see a change in labor laws and, you know, some of these basic structural elements in these various countries that have held back productivity. They're getting it by holding back, and largely it's brinksmanship on the part of Germany to hold back the support until they get some element of reform.
It strikes me, I mean to interrupt you, but it strikes me that that is a very, very logical action on their part.
Well, they can't just keep writing blank checks. And they stated at the outset they weren't just going to keep writing blank checks. They needed reforms. They may not get all the reforms they wanted, but they are getting reforms. We've seen tremendous changes. We've seen changes in governments in pretty much all of these countries. And the incoming governments have all started off from day one implementing reforms that are going to lead to substantial increases in productivity in the various countries. It's going to take some time, and that's part of the challenge right now, is the changes are longer term in nature and we need more short term solutions. There is a capability within Europe of continuing to print euros, if you will. It worked very effectively in the United States. They printed $2-3 trillion of new money, bailed out the banks, bailed out the government debt, and the U.S. economy is muddling along, a couple of percent growth, not what everybody wants, but it avoided falling into the abyss that so many commentators were predicting. Europe's in the same situation right now. They've printed €1 trillion or 2 euros that have just been created out of thin air. And remember, in this era, we don't even need to print them. They can be created in cyberspace in a matter of nanoseconds. And that's exactly what's happening. More of that will happen. So will we have chaos? Yeah, there's going to be some chaos. We're seeing it now. We're seeing a lot of dislocation, uncertainty, panic, mania. But will it fall into a great black hole? No, I don't think it will. I think we're going to muddle along, sort of as we have. But the key to this is the massive printing of new currency. And really what you want to look at as an investor, as I'm looking at, as I'm sure you are, Al, is what will the printing of trillions of euros and trillions of dollars do to the value of hard assets like gold, silver, copper, and all of the other metals that we know and love? That's really the story in this market right now, is that longer implication that's coming out of the massive printing of new currencies.
You know, I have to agree 1,000%. I'm thinking that the odds, I'm thinking there's a little better chance than you're thinking that we could have the black hole scenario. I think that's possible. I think the only thing that would keep us out of that would be human nature, and human nature is, you know, the strongest instinct that we have is to survive, and consequently people are going to want to survive. They'll continue to watch the movie that doesn't make a lot of economic sense. And that will keep the world going. And I think that that is probably what's going to happen, although I'm not totally discounting the other side of the coin, which a lot of our colleagues really think is going to happen. But as you said, you know, we've been hearing that for as long as we've been involved in this business. Now, Lawrence, you're saying that you think this is going to bode really well for the commodities themselves, gold and silver, correct?
Well, I see the outlook for gold, silver, and all of the other metals and all of the other hard asset type commodities as being positive in the long term, that we're going to see continued upward movement in the prices in the same way that we've seen in recent years. Remember, the gold price is up sixfold from where it was a decade ago.
You bet.
The copper price is also up sixfold from a decade ago. And that's where we want to focus. I want to take it one step further. I'm not prepared to speculate on where the gold price is going to be, or the silver price, or the copper price. But just looking out there, and really it comes down to an even more fundamental level, is that the world is going to continue to consume all of these metals. The world is going to continue to treasure gold and silver and use copper and other metals. And therefore, my entire investment focus is on the companies that are going to be providing the deposits that are going to be the basis for expanding the mining industry to keep up with this ongoing demand in the future.
And so you're bullish long-term on the sector?
I'm very bullish long-term, absolutely.
How about short-term?
short term, I see this as being the greatest buying opportunity of a lifetime. You know, the big question right now is, will the prices get even cheaper before they start to turn up? We all know that, you know, you should buy at the bottom, things go down, and then they come up. The only question right now is, are we quite exactly at the bottom yet?
Doesn't matter.
Well, nobody's going to ring a bell to tell us when they're at the bottom. By the time they do ring the bell, it'll be too late, because by then the high-quality companies will already have had big runs. I've looked, you know, several of the companies that we follow in the newsletter have already rebounded strongly from the bottoms over the last few weeks. And I think we're going to see this all the way through. The high-quality companies that have got strong fundamental value behind them are already rebounding. And by the time they ring the bell to say, this is the bottom of the market,
too late.
It's too late for the good quality companies. You're going to come into the second, third tier companies that haven't rebounded at that point.
You know, it's interesting you should bring that up, because I have an ongoing dialogue with our listeners. And in terms of our resource portfolio, which is, I don't know, maybe 30 stocks or thereabouts, we have about 50% right now that are actually in a profitable position for us. And the other 50% are companies that were highly speculative to begin with. And they're not in such a profitable situation. I concur with you completely, Lawrence, that sound companies, good management, good assets, et cetera, that's the place to be right now, and that's always been the place to be.
Right, right. One of the companies I'm looking at was trading for less than cash value, and it had a multi-million-ounce gold deposit. It's a no-brainer. If it happened to get a bit cheaper, that's fine, but you know, I'm into it big time at this price.
There are a number of companies out there that come to mind that have actually more cash in the bank than their market cap would suggest. Lawrence, you're doing an awful lot of traveling around the world right now. You're involved in a fund that I believe is domiciled in Europe, if I'm not mistaken.
The domicile is actually Cayman. Our initial marketing focus was Europe. And over the last year, of course, that was a terrible mistake. So now we've shifted the focus entirely to Asia. I was in Hong Kong a couple of weeks ago, and I'll be back there again very soon.
Now, one last thing that Miguel wants to say, and that is I highly recommend Lawrence's newsletter, Resource Opportunities. I've known this guy for a long time. He is more often right than he is wrong, I have to say that. He's a very honest guy. Take a look at his newsletter. If you want more information, just click on the banner on our website. It's on our homepage, Resource Opportunities. You get all the information that you want. Lawrence, thank you so much. Big Al is going to be right back.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed, or your money back.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Okay, welcome back. This is the end of the first hour of the weekend edition of the Cornell Economics Report. I'm Al Cornell. I've got my buddy Grant Williams on the line with me right now. Grant is over in Malaysia. He is a fund manager, and he has a great newsletter, which, by the way, is distributed free of charge, things that make you go, hmm. Grant is a regular guest on the show. He was on this past week doing a daily editorial. We had a very interesting conversation. Got some great response on that one. But what I want to talk about right now is perhaps a little more general in the sense, Grant, that admittedly right now we are in a situation that is getting more and more frightening every day. As Bob Moriarty of 321 Gold mentioned last Wednesday in an editorial, he said if anybody ever had a reason to panic, now would be the time. You know, you start out with the news that came out midweek about the little Italian bank. I'm not sure it was so little, but the Italian bank that, in fact, froze the assets of their customers. The only notification the customers got was a posting on the bank's website. That move, by the way, was sanctioned, according to Bob, by the Bank of Italy. Well, that's pretty scary. The gold market doesn't really know what it's doing right now. I'm seeing an upward trend, but it's not a vertical upward trend, for lack of better terms. It's not even a 45-degree upward trend, but it is trending upward in spite of the fact that there are those who would say that there are manipulators who are at work trying to keep the price down. The conventional stock markets aren't doing very well. We have a situation which we will know the results of on Sunday regarding the election in Greece, the implications of Greece, you know, leaving the Eurozone. The implications of that are absolutely catastrophic. What do you think about all of this, and what are you telling your clients they ought to do to cover their you-know-whats?
Yeah, there are so many moving parts right now, and they're all starting to move faster, and they're all starting to spin towards each other. So, it feels as though we could get an event in the next couple of weeks. It's the speed at which the end game is moving towards us. It really is really picking up now, and I suspect the Greek election could be the trigger for something. Now, there's a poll blackout in Greece for the 2 weeks leading up to an election, so we don't know what the latest polls are. Interestingly, in the last few days, there's been a couple of leaked polls out. One poll, I guess, leaked by one party that says they're in the lead, and one from another that says they're in the lead. But this Spanish bailout last week certainly would have been more beneficial to the Syriza party, which is the extreme left party who
had promised, or their leader has promised. He's a very charismatic guy when you see him speak, and he's promised people in Greece that they will keep the euro and renegotiate the bailout, which is, you know, that's the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow for the Greeks. But it's realistically, it's a very difficult thing to pull off. And the bank freezing the assets is an extremely, extremely interesting event. I mean, we've seen money pouring out of Greece. The smart money left Greece a long, long time ago.
Sure.
I mean, it's always the first to go, and it's probably sitting in Deutsche Bank in Frankfurt right now, and has been for, you know, the best part of a year. But we've seen this trickle of money coming out of Greece. You know, they were losing 500 million euro a week. But they're now talking, we're up to a billion a day now. So it's really picking up speed. And if you think about it, and you're sitting in Greece ahead of this election, why would you have any more than, you know, a few hundred bucks in the bank that you need to pay your bills with? It's just an irresponsible thing to do.
I would agree.
Because, you know, if events take over and they do get kicked out of the euro, or even they start talking about having to kick them out of the euro, the next thing that will happen is that, as we've seen in Italy, supposedly, they will freeze bank assets. We've seen leaks this week about the contingency plans that the Europeans are making for a Greek exit, and they include ATM limits withdrawals, and they include freezing bank accounts. It's all the things that we know are the next step when one of these things happen. So it shouldn't really be a surprise to anybody. And ultimately, you know, as you say, gold's really kind of in a bit of a no-man's land at the moment. I think that's more a technical issue than anything else. You know, if we get above 1635, we sort of break out of a technical support level, which should help us move up towards 1700 again. But gold is a, you know, gold's a funny thing. People invest in it, and they sit around, they wait for it, and they wring their hands. But, you know, you and I have spoken about this before. Gold is an insurance policy that has been appreciating in the last 10 years, but you don't buy it for its appreciation necessarily. And if you do buy it for its appreciation, and you actually analyze your investment rationale is it's going to go higher because more people are going to want to buy it. And why are more people going to want to buy it? Because more people feel like they need insurance. So I think gold will start to react. We saw very interesting day yesterday, actually, when we saw all the treasuries, all the sovereign bonds weaker on the same day. We saw the weak ones, so Italy and Spain weaken, and we also saw Germany weakened. We saw U.S. treasuries weaken. We saw French treasuries weaken. And that's going to be good for gold, because a lot of people are buying sovereign debt now out of fear. And realistically, they are, you know, they're running into the burning building here, because it's the sovereign balance sheets that have all the debts on them now. So ultimately, gold is going to be proven to be the safe haven asset it has done for thousands of years. And when that happens, you know, I think you can expect some real fireworks.
Grant, most of our listeners we have listeners all over the world, obviously, but I think the vast majority of them are in North America, specifically U.S. and Canada. And, you know, we have a number of listeners on terrestrial radio, either on the Genesis Network or on, radio station KUIK in Portland, Oregon, who really are very concerned about themselves within their environment. Now, Genesis stations are all over the United States. KUIK is in the Northwest. In a sense, I understand the concern that many of these people are feeling. I think that it's only, however, sophisticated individuals would be a better way to put it, who are really concerned, because I think the masses, for lack of better terms, really don't have a clue as to what's going on right now. I mean, I would say if you walked out in downtown Los Angeles and posed a question to 100 people, can you name the bank in Italy that froze their customers' assets last week? 99% of them wouldn't have a clue what you were talking about. But this program isn't necessarily for the 99%. It's for the 1%, the intelligent people. And my colleagues are saying gold, gold, gold. I don't think it's gold, gold, gold. I think that gold is a part of it. But I think diversification at this point is the answer. How would you address that issue?
Well, it's a tricky one now because, as you say, traditionally, the refuge has been U.S. Treasuries, for example. But the problem right now, and this is a very overt tactic on the part of central banks, is to try and force risk assets or force cash into riskier assets. Because if you do put your money into, I mean, I wrote about this last weekend, you put your money into bonds.
Mm-hmm.
If you bought a million euro of 2-year bonds, right now at the end of that 2 years, you'd get back about 1,008,000 euros. And you kind of go, well, that's good. You know, I haven't lost any money. But you take the basket of goods you could have spent that €1 million on, and at the end of those 2 years, it's going to cost you €1,052,000. So, you know, you're 40 plus thousand euros out of pocket. And that's the problem we have here. People are afraid. They're running into what they see as riskless assets. And if anyone takes a step back and analyzes the last 2 years, we can see that all the risk has been on these sovereign balance sheets. You know, the banking system and the sovereigns are so intertwined now that any bank risk essentially is a sovereign risk. So running into that as a safe haven is tricky, is frankly a foolish thing to do. Now you can't put all your money in gold. I mean, that's also a foolish thing to do. So what do you do? You know, right now it pays to have some cash, some money in cash. I mean, you are probably going to see some bargains to spend that cash on, as the dislocations happen. But I think you kind of have to just assume that, you know what, for the next little while, getting a return on capital is going to be a difficult thing to do. And there are times when you just have to minimize the loss of your capital.
Yeah.
And this might well be one of those times. Now, I categorically would not suggest buying government bonds. I think right now they're the most foolhardy investment you can make, frankly. I saw Jeff Gundlach speak a while ago. He was a very, very smart guy. And he said, look, you know, I would rather have my money sitting in a coffee can than the promise of someone else to give me a coffee can full of money in 2 years.
And he's
absolutely right. So it's about safety, it's about being prudent, and it's about protecting your assets at the moment. And I don't think putting them in government bonds is going to do. I think having a decent allocation of gold is a very sensible thing to do. You know, having stuff in cash that is liquid and is available to you, the right thing to do. The next week, 2 weeks, a month are going to be very, very interesting.
You know, the next question, and one that we don't have really time to deal with right now, is when you talk about cash, obviously the subject of what kind of currency comes up. And I would have to say that for the foreseeable future, but in my opinion, that's either the U.S. dollar or the Canadian dollar. Would you agree with that?
I would, but my fear for the U.S. dollar, and the U.S. dollar is the best house in a bad neighborhood. But my fear is that this race to debase the currency, and with the U.S. economy starting to look a bit shaky, they're going to need to debase the dollar. So I think we're going to see QE3. I think they're actively going to try and weaken the dollar because they really have to.
Sure.
And that may mean that the bid the dollar's got at the moment kind of dissipates. So the Canadian dollar for me, the Australian dollar, it's kind of in there somewhere. But, you know, currencies like the Norwegian kroner are good currencies, but people aren't really generally sophisticated enough to work out and put their money in things like that.
We're going to be back for the second hour of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Now it's